Claude.
What?
You better get up. The alarm's gone off, you know.
Do you think I don't know?
Jude.
What?
You'll be late.
Shut it.
Clock's not fast, you know.
I said shut it.
Georg, that hurts.
I'll shut it then.
I'll tell my mum on you.
Shut your stinking mouth.
Set clock on for me, Judd, for 7.
Set it yourself.
Go on, you're up.
Hands off, Cox. On socks.
You rotten sod, just because you have to get up.
Another few weeks, lad, and you'll be getting up with me.
I'll not.
Won't you?
No, because I'm not going to work down the pit.
Where are you going to work, then?
I don't know, but I'm not going to work down the pit.
No, and I have to tell you why. For one thing, you have to be able to read and write before they set it on. And for another, they won't have a weedy little twat like thee.
Switch light out, then.
Switch it out yourself.
You weren't coming.
Why, I'm not late, am I?
Very near.
I nearly was, though.
What do you mean?
Ah, Jud, he's taking the bike.
Well, what are you going to do, then?
Walk it.
Walk it? How long do you think that's going to take?
It'll not take me long.
Hey, there's a waiting list a mile long for that job of yours. Good lads, too, most of them. From up Furze Hill, round there.
I haven't let you down, have I?
Yes, sir.
Morning.
Morning, sir. Morning. Not very promising again.
A bit on the nippy side as well, I think, this morning.
Aye.
20 players, Tip, please.
Oh, right. I've not got 20. Well, 2 tens do.
Yes, that'll be quite all right, thank you.
Ah, thank you.
Right. Here you go.
Cheerio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know what they said when I took you on, don't you?
What?
They said you'll have to keep your eyes open now, you know. They're all alike on that estate up there. They'll take your breath if you're not careful.
I haven't taken out of yours yet, ever.
Ah, well, I haven't given you a chance, that's why.
You don't have to. I haven't been nicking for ages now.
Ah, well, come on, then. Don't stand about all day.
I'm going.
Bad.
Why don't they get one of these, though? This is better than walking.
Nah, only just. I could go faster on a kid's scooter.
What? Well, that's what I always say.
What?
Third-class riding's better than first-class walking any day.
You call that third-class riding in that ramshack?
What do you mean ramshack? This is one of the best models Derry's got. Cheeky one. See you there tomorrow.
No, they got 20 mile an hour as it is.
Yeah, I've got too much rattle, eh?
Desperate Danny's stronger than all, but this opponent makes him fall. Right, where do you want to fight? Right here, skid. Down I go again. What's making me fall? Now's my chance to jump on his chest. Food. You won't catch me out this time, you braggart. I suck in the midriff. We'll settle your game. Splash. What's this on my face? White's Grius. Give me that tube back. So that's how he kept making me slip. We're squirting invisible Grius under my feet. You dirty twister. It's time somebody taught you a lesson. Take that. Crash. Where did he end up? In the middle of next week, Uncle Dan.
Evening.
I told you it wouldn't take me long.
What did you do? Throw half of them over the gates or something?
No need to. I know some shortcuts aren't way back.
I'll bet you do. Over other folks' property. How many times do you want to tell him where to put that bag?
Time is it?
Time you were at school.
Is it that late?
I wouldn't be your teacher for all the call in Barnsley.
Oh, Mr. Porter!
Oh!
Watch it, Mr. Porter.
You clumsy young bugger. What are you trying to do, kill me?
I lost my balance.
I wouldn't put it past you either. I fair felt my heart go then.
Just sit down here and relax a couple of minutes. Are you all right now?
I'm bloody champion.
I'll be off then.
Don't be late tonight.
Allen?
Sir.
Bowser?
Sir.
Bridges?
Sir.
Absent, Bridges. Casper?
Sir.
Clegg?
Sir.
Fisher?
Jumba.
Did you say something?
Yes, sir. I didn't mean...
Stand over. Yes. What did you say?
German bite, sir.
German bite.
That's, sir.
He's right, sir.
Is this your ridiculous idea of a joke?
No, sir.
Oh, what is the idea, then?
Oh, when you said Fisher, sir.
Oh, what about it?
Just came out. Fisher, German bat. Shipping focus, sir. Mm-hmm. Fisher, German bat, Cromarty. I like to hear it every night, sir. I like names.
Ah. And so you thought we'd enlighten me and the rest of the class with your idiotic information?
No, sir.
Blurting out and making a mess of my register?
It just came out, sir.
And so did you, Casper. Just come out from under a stone. I said quiet! Is anyone else absent besides Bridges and Fisher? Any girls? Right, now then, it's time we're off to assembly. One row at a time, this one. Stand. Forward. Pamela, you're talking pretty doubt.
Hey, up, Billy. What do you mean?
German's bite.
Oh, shut him up. I'm sick of hearing about German's bite.
Are you coming nesting tomorrow, then?
I'll come.
What time?
About 6.
Don't be late.
Coming, Guff.
Where?
Nesting.
When?
Tomorrow.
What time?
About 6. Oh,
can't.
Why?
Take a girlfriend to Sheffield.
Oh, excuses. Any excuse.
What bloody hell do you want at this time in the morning?
Get your Mac up.
Hey, he's fast asleep. I can't get him up at this time.
Just get him up for me.
I'll go put him down to you.
Not bothered about his father. I want your McDowell.
Bugger off, you little sod.
Get him up, will you?
I'm not getting him up. It's too early for him.
He said I had to get him
he's
up.
He's fast asleep and he's not going, so just get off with you.
Thank you.
Now then, what's I doing?
Nailed.
Well, bugger off, they're not like private property.
Can I get out to that Kestrel's nest?
What Kestrel's nest?
What wall?
There's no nest up there, so off that goes.
There is, I've seen him come out.
And what will they do when they get up there? Take all its eggs?
There ain't any eggs, the young uns.
Well, there's nothing to go up for there then, is there?
Can I come to your button then? Never seen a Kestrel's nest before.
Come on then.
There it is.
Aye.
A big oil.
It's nested there for the donkeys, is now.
Just thinking, I never knew.
No, there's not many that does.
Been watching from wood there. Goes onto a post, then others, and swoops down onto a prey, carries it off to young'uns. It looks great.
Been going up that wall down for ages now.
What for?
Well, it's dangerous. I wouldn't even let her play in here.
If I live round here, I'll get a young'un and train it.
Would you?
You can't train him.
You know how?
Do you know?
No. There's not many that does. They're hard to train. If they're not kept properly, it's criminal.
And anybody else kept them?
One or two. But better let them go, because they're hard to train.
Where can I find out about them, then?
Well, probably public library. Lesson books on them.
Who's that?
Danic City.
Hey, are you a member?
What do you mean?
Are you a member of the library?
I don't know about that. I know a book on parking, that's all.
Well, you have to be a member to take a book out.
Well, I only want one.
Why, have you filled one of these forms in?
No.
Well, you're not a member then. You'll have to take one of these forms first for your father to sign.
My dad's away.
Well, you can wait till he comes back home, can't you?
I don't mean that. I mean, he's left home.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, your mother will have to sign it for you.
Yeah, but she's at work, and she'll not be home till tea time, and it's Sunday tomorrow.
There's no rush, is there?
I've never broke a book, you know. I haven't tore it all.
Well, look at your hands. They're absolutely filthy. We'll end up with dirty books that way.
I don't read dirty books.
I should hope you don't read dirty books. You're not old enough to read dirty books.
My mum knows one of the people who works here, you know. That'll help, won't it?
No, that doesn't help at all. You still have to have the back sign. To be a member, you'll have to have somebody over 21 who is on the borough electoral roll to sign it for you.
Ah, well, I'm over 21.
You're not over 21.
Ah, but I vote.
You don't vote. You're not old enough to vote.
I vote for my mum. She don't like voting, so I do it.
Just have to wait for it, won't you?
Where would I find a book then? In a shop, right?
Well, you'd have to go down the street. There's a second-hand bookshop there. You'll find some down there.
I've got this for when I can't read.
Give it to you. Come here.
Get off, falconry. What do you want to know about falconry?
Give it to you.
Falconer's handbook. Where have you got this from?
I've lent it.
Stole it, more like. Where have you got it from?
A shop in town.
You must be crackers. I could understand if it were money, but chuff me, not a book. Davy.
Look what you've done. I'm looking after this book.
And what better off will it be when you've got it?
A lot, because I'm going to get a Kestrel and train it.
Train it? You couldn't train a flea. Anyway, where are you going to get a Kestrel from?
An honest?
You don't.
All right, then I don't.
Where?
I'm not telling.
I said where.
Oh, yeah, to me arm.
Where, then?
Monastery Farm. You blackguard, you could have brought me arm, then.
Glad to see you back going round there with me gun.
If you do, I'll tell farmer on you.
Why, what's he got to do with it?
He protects them.
Protects them? Talks of a menace to farmers. They eat all the poultry and that.
I don't know. They dive down onto cows and take them away.
Funny bugger.
Well, you talk daft. They're only small. They eat mice, insects and little birds sometimes.
Hope I'll be watching a bird tonight. She'll not have feathers on. Not all over anyway.
Have you had any tea yet, Billy?
No.
Well, get some then. You know where the pantry is. How's your losses gone on, Judd?
Not bad. Two winners.
You haven't, have you? Huh? You might be getting tread tonight, then.
Oh, somebody treats you every night.
Oh, shut it. And don't you be coming home blind drunk again either, Judd.
Why, they're entertaining.
You're kidding. I'll entertain as much as you, I'll do all right, shan't I? What trap you been going out with lately, my God.
Better that cripple you'll bring home, innit?
What cripple? Reg? He's not a cripple.
Well, if he comes in here tonight, I'll tell you. At least them I go out with not tight-fisted, that's all.
Who is?
Johnny.
You want to talk? You took your bloody money round like a Scotchman with no arms, don't you?
Hey, I say, after you was a spanner to get a threatening bit out of his hand, that's why.
Ah, because he's coming white to you, ain't he?
Ooh, I say, listen, what about him you're going with? He's tied to the camel's arse in a sandstorm.
You just keep your hand over your mouth talking about him, because I'm telling you, you're getting into damn trouble.
Yeah,
you're not too big to have a good hiding, you.
He right? Can't do it.
Who can't?
He can.
You might find that this is bigger than what you think.
You what? No chance of getting struck by lightning than
me. Well, you can shut your face, Jude, because I'm fed up of it. Every blooming Saturday night I get ready to go out, you're at me, and I always
grab
a blooming mess, don't I? All set. Getting too big for your boots, coming in and out here thinking you're damned house. You don't own it yet, you know.
No, I will do one day, though, innit?
Of a mad dead body.
That's what I says. I'll own it one day, innit?
I'm sick on it, Jude, I am.
No, I'm sick
of
you.
I go out to work every bloody day, and every Saturday night I go out for a drink, and you upset me. I don't think I'll go. I'm about fed up.
Well, don't bother. I mean, I'll not miss you.
No, but you'll not bloody miss no, will you? You'll be out there, won't you?
Yeah. Ah. Well, just smart looking kid, isn't it? Some bird's going to be lucky to eat.
It's like God's gift to a woman. Fancy buying me a brandy and pep tonight?
I hope it keeps right for you.
This could have done with a bit of a polish. Oh, still in mind, it's going to be dark soon. What are you going to do with yourself tonight, love?
Read me book.
I'm going to look at time, 5 to 7. I'm going to be late again. Listen, Billy, there's two bob here. Chuck, I want you to get yourself some pop, some crisps. Do you?
Yeah.
And don't still be up when I come in, will you?
No.
Good night, then.
I came home unexpectedly and thought it might be the sleep in the middle of the day. And I was early, early spring when flowers bloom and rather soon she went away.
I can get on with the tremolos number, the gentleman.
You can have a good time up to a point, can't you? But there comes a time when you want to settle down, don't there? I'm getting a bit fed up of working all the time. And
There's plenty of time to settle down, isn't there?
Well, it depends what you're looking for, don't it?
I just like to come home, get me a meal, get a bath, change and out me. Not a carry world.
You see, when you've been married once and you marry a wrong one, it makes you a bit apprehensive towards getting... Well, you know, don't you? Because you were never good. It makes you a bit wary about getting married again.
She must have gone in different blocks. I mean, it's not up to me to tell her what to do. I mean, she don't know if she know her own mind, didn't she?
Well, yeah,
settle down.
You can never tell with Billy. I sit and wonder sometimes what he will do, you know. Perhaps if he had a been brought up a different environment and had a better education, he probably would have made more than what he has done. At the moment, he's just... he's hopeless. He's a hopeless case, isn't he?
I'm happy as I am. I know I doubt if I could be any happier, you know.
My lads have got an out. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I don't know whether I should really want it to be a miner, do I? From my point of view, Reg, when a woman gets to my age, you and your two kids, you want to be settling down with a nice house and somebody to come home to you and be looking after them.
Right, I'll look after you.
Well, I am, but you're not married to me, are you?
Nay, man, give us a kiss.
Yeah, don't be so damn daft. Yeah, I did that so much ale again.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
Sam, who brought that cripple with you? Keep it shut. Did everybody hear about you when he got married? He got confetti on elastic. That's how tight fisted he is.
He didn't beat the club.
If he wants trouble, I'll give him trouble.
Oh, along the road there lives a guy I'd like you all to know. He grew a great big marrow for the Luton Flower Show. He showed it to a lady who lived just along the way. And when she saw the size of it, he had the lady say... Ooh! What a beauty! Oh, I've never seen one as big as that before. Ooh! What a whopper!
Come on, the old bleeding knee.
I'm fed up with this bloody you. So we said you need to lie. Don't tell will they? Get back to sleep, yeah. Pig, hog, sow, you drunken bastard. They don't like being called a bastard, does they? You bastard. You pig. Pig, hog, sow, drunken bastard. 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 Drunken pig. Pig.
Billy!
3 good meals a day are given for about a fortnight. If a piece of meat held between the finger and thumb of the gloved hand is offered to the mahawk, it will probably bend down and pull at the meat with its beak. As soon as the hawk will come a leash length indoors, she may be tried off a fence or gatepost out of doors. It is quite likely that although she was coming to the first feast promptly indoors, she will now refuse to come at all. She will stand looking fearfully around her and ignoring the meat and the fish thrust in front of her. When she will come a leash length out of doors, she can be called greater distances by means of creons, a long cord which is attached to the hawk to prevent her escaping. With luck, she will not attempt to fly away.
It means?
Isn't it stimulating, sir?
Stimulating, you fool. S-T-I-M-I-L-A-T-I-N-G, stimulating.
Come on, lad, get ready.
You're 2 weeks late already. You three, get down before someone put you down. Casper, what do you think you're doing? Get down, lad. Why are you changed?
No, sir.
Casper, you make me sick. Every lesson is the same old story. Please, sir, I've no kit, sir. Every lesson for the past 4 years. You've begged and borrowed and skived and scrounged. Why, that's when all this lot can provide kit, you can't.
Don't know, sir. Your mum says it's a waste of money, especially now leaving.
You haven't been in for the past 4 years, have you, lad?
No, sir.
Then buy some of your spending money, can't you?
Don't have football, sir.
What's that got to do with it, Casper?
Don't know. Anyway, I don't get enough.
Get a job then, lad. Get a job.
I've got one, sir.
They pay you, don't they, Casper?
Yeah, but I have to give it to my mum. I'm paying my fines, like installments every week.
You should keep out of trouble, lad. Keep out of trouble.
I haven't been in trouble, sir. Not since last time.
I'll get you some cake, Casper. I'll get you some cake. Is that it now, Casper, lad?
Oh, shit me, mate.
Right, Casper, get into those.
They'll not fit me, sir.
You can get into them, can't you?
Sure.
Right, I think you're then.
Don't give me cobblers warm, Casper.
Don't be to take your best and underpants off.
You're wearing them, sir.
Typical. Casper took them in the private showing.
The muscle man at here.
They've just come back from Biafra.
Hold them up, Casper. Hold them up.
How that, sir?
Hold them down, Casper.
You
just a
lot. Right, they'll do there. You lot, come on, get changed.
Where's enough time already? Give you a sample of my footballing skills. A rare delight.
I won't tell you again, Godfrey. Come on, move. Off that goal post. Off that goal post. I'll be up there in a minute. Come here, Kevin. There's two teams. And you're the captain. Right, line up on the halfway line quickly.
I'll have first pick. Badget.
That's not fair, sir. You're going to have best players.
Do you want to play football? I'd want to do some maths. Badget, then. Come here.
Speed.
Walker.
Clark.
Crossland.
Chelsea.
Hello.
Clark.
Norton. Joyce.
Clark. Birkinshaw.
Ryder.
Parker.
Norton.
Come on, Parker.
Casper, I've got to have you. Come on, go, Casper. Come on, put them round your waist. Now. Right. We'll play with the wind downhill this way. Badger, you're inside right. Come on.
Downhill again.
Who are you today, sir? Liverpool?
Rubbish, lad. Don't know your club colours. Manchester United strip this.
They're playing Dennis Wagon.
Speed.
Striker.
No, Charlton today, lad. All over the field. Too cold for striker.
Of course, sir. Charlton's not as quick on turn as low, is he?
You're trying to tell me about football.
No, I'm just telling you.
Did you tell me?
No, sir.
Anyway, Dennis Law's in the wash this week.
Look, is he goal?
No goal, sir.
No goal, sir.
Who's in the goals?
Casper,
sir. Casper, what
position
is Crosby playing?
Don't know, sir. Inside left.
I'm inside left back there, idiot. In the goals.
I can't go, sir.
Now's the chance to learn. In the goals.
Get on.
Think about it. Go on. Right, Tibbet, we're Manchester United. Who are you?
We'll be Spurs, sir, then there's no clash of colours.
Right, and it's Manchester United versus Spurs in this important fifth round cup tie here at Old Trafford. And it's the fair-haired, slightly balding Charlton to kick off. Come on, Speed. What are you playing for, lad? You should have been on the move, lad. It's at your feet. Oh. Drag it, Ryder, quickly. Where's left this team? Come on, quickly, Casper. I've never seen such slack work in my life, lad. Never seen such slack work in my life.
What's that for, sir?
Slack work, lad, slack work. Hit that ball at the field, Parker.
Get this lot, get this shit, don't I know after?
Man's crossed the ball! And John goes forward!
Oh, never!
Penalty! Who do you think you are, Bremner?
Tipped on your feet, sir! Tipped on your feet!
Here we are! Penalty! Outside the
net! No, it won't, sir!
Outside that semicircle!
That's it, Claggy! Sorry, George, he dropped!
Sure,
I take the penalty on this team. No one moves till this ball kicked. Just watch this, Guthrie. Right leg.
Badge
it once. You move.
Chop there.
You've had everything, sir.
What do you like, Paddy? Take it.
He moved.
I didn't move, sir.
The referee's decision is final. And that, boys, is how to take a penalty. Not one way of kicking the other. Right, come on, give it, lad. And Bobby Charlton has equalised for Manchester United. And they've scored in one goal.
Get some leg, Duke.
Get it.
What's that?
What? He wants bleeding milking.
That big fat git.
What did you say?
No, sir.
Right, get off in that changing room. Get off.
And he said no, sir.
I won't tolerate that on a football pitch.
Not fair, sir.
That's like that,
I don't care who he is. To play this game like gentlemen. Right inside.
Oh, go on him in.
He's our captain.
Sam, go on his side.
An early bath for you, lad.
He's a bad captain,
mate.
Are you winning for you?
I'll bounce the ball up. Not fair, sir. They never get sent off.
Bounce up. Get him in. Come on, Paddy.
Me!
How's that
leaking
a football?
What do you think you're doing?
Come on, boy.
Casper! Casper! What do you think you are, lad? Get
it! All he needs now is a banana.
Get down! I'll beat you red hot in a minute.
Thank you. Now for my next streak.
I'll show you a trick. Get back in that goal and the rest of the open field.
That glow inside his iron.
No, it's like a stone, isn't it?
Oh, bloody free is he? My feet are like blocks of ice. And my knees, look at him, they're going pale. Got glow light, it's gone white. Oh, I should have brought a new hat.
Get it, do it!
Come on, Dad!
Go!
He's dead!
I'll give you a great goal.
Oh, excuse me.
Did the sixth round
go? Sixth round, I'll give you six, they're best in a minute, on your way.
Yes,
lost
sir.
Again, sir.
That's my sir. Better luck next time.
Disgusting.
Yes, sir, to get on, sir.
Really?
Sir.
Forgotten something?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
What about the showers?
I had one, sir. I don't see you asking any of them, sir.
I'll just do that. Have you seen her have a shower?
No, sir.
Have you?
No, sir, in general, sir.
Have you?
Sir.
Have you seen him have a shower?
Who, sir?
Casper.
When, sir?
Just now. Has he had a shower?
Had a shower, sir?
Has Casper had a shower? What are you fooling about it, lad? Ask Casper had a shower.
I don't think so, sir.
Speak, if you fool about it anymore, you'll get what Casper just had. No one's seen you have a shower, Casper. Because you haven't had one.
Anyway, my mum says I ain't ever shower, sir.
Come here, lad. What did your mother say?
I ain't ever shower, sir. I've got cold.
Where's your note, then? Let me see your note.
Can you bring it this afternoon, sir?
That's no good, lad. Call one now. Any boy wishing to be excused physical education or showers must, at the time of the lesson, produce a sealed letter of explanation signed by one of his parents or his legal guardian.
Go on, sir, have a go.
You can go, lad. Hey, come here. You've had a shower.
And a towel, sir.
What a one.
Don't you let me one.
Let me drip dry then, shall we? Come on. Hurry on, McDowell.
Sir.
Don't be hard. Space.
My dog did it, sir.
Your dog did it?
It bit Mr. Alfetti's dog rug last night.
A dog wearing nylon gloves. In a hurry, Casper.
Can I go now, sir?
You're not going anywhere. You better stop for what?
I've been to one, sir. I've been in.
In the shower, lad.
I've been, sir.
In the shower, lad.
I've got to get home.
In the shower. Ryder, speed. Come here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you two, come on. I want you two to stay here and see that it doesn't come out.
Do what, sir?
I said stay there and see that it doesn't come out. Casper, you might need a cooler after your exertions in goal.
Sorry, but I think we did a goal in here.
Sorry. Was it right when you let that goal in deliberately? No, you can't. You can stay there.
Service?
I don't care. They can serve themselves for once.
You should put me in goal, so you know I'm useless.
Now you've got to learn.
Don't let him out, sir.
Let
him
get the
goal here.
It's that new one here. I don't care what he gets. If he thinks I'm running my blood to water for 90 minutes for him to deliberately throw the game away, there's another thing coming.
Come on, sir. We've got to go for his dinner.
Goodbye.
On top of the world on a day like today.
For the 10 minutes, and I'll be at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
This morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 to 14. Never despise one of these little ones, I tell you. They have their guardian angels in heaven, who look continually on the face of my heavenly Father. Suppose a man has 100 sheep. If one of them strays, does he not leave the other 99 on the hillside and go in search of the one that strayed? And if he should find it, I tell you this, he is more delighted over that sheep than over the 99 that never strayed. In the same way, it is not your heavenly Father's will that one of these little ones should be lost. Here ends this morning's reading.
Stop! Stop that infernal coughing!
Every morning alike. Clear your throats on the way to school. Not here. Sounds more like a dirt track than an assembly hall. Come out! Come out, that boy! Who coughed?
Mr. Hesketh, somewhere near you, I think. Fetch that boy out.
Come down.
It was you. You were coughing.
He wasn't.
Yes, he was. I heard you.
He won't, sir.
Come on, don't argue. We know.
It won't
come
be
on.
Honest.
Headmaster, study.
Come on. McDowell! I might have known it! Get to my office!
It won't be, sir.
And heaven help you! Now say the Lord's Prayer. And with their eyes closed. Our Father. Our Father.
Fierce,
said the little kid's hand off nearly.
Has it? My. What's it fastened on me? Why, yes.
Ah, it's brought this off and all.
Oh,
just darted at the kid and got him.
Well, I don't know. It's evil. Is that what you left the glove on for?
Yeah, just in case he gets me.
Aye. What do you call it?
Kess.
Kess? Aye. He's a nice bird. I shouldn't like handle him.
Casper! Casper! Up there! On your feet! You were asleep! Where are you, Casper?
I don't know, sir.
I know! You were! You were asleep! Why were you asleep, you irreverent scoundrel?
I don't know, sir.
I know why! You're roaming the streets at night instead of being home in bed. See me in my office afterwards. I'll give you something to sleep about. Sit!
Here are the announcements. A reminder that the youth employment officer will be here this afternoon to meet the Easter leavers. Your parents should have been told. But if any boy has forgotten or thinks that his parents may wish to attend his interview, then he can consult the list on the main notice board for the approximate times. And finally, for three members of the Smokers' Union, caught yesterday behind the game's storeroom, there will be a meeting with me after assembly, when I would be pleased to see and hear them pay their dues.
You better not stick me, lad. I'm fetching my father up if he does.
What, you bring your father down? He don't run out when he comes.
How do you mean?
Last time he came, he got stick and all.
Shut up, Wilda. I'm sick of hearing you.
When he came down, they're all laughing at him.
You are?
Yeah, weren't they?
Don't say that about my father, right? He's not going to beat me anyhow.
What do you want?
Got a message for Mr. Grass from Mrs. Spooner.
Better wait in the queue then, ain't you?
Yeah.
It's his favourite trick. He likes to keep you waiting. He thinks it makes it worse.
Ah, you can keep me till 4 o'clock. I'm not bothered. I'd rather they came than do lessons. Come here, you. Save us this till after we come out of Grass's.
I can't. He'll think I'm a smoker as well.
He'll not search you, but he'll search us, and if he finds him on, we'll get two extra.
I don't want him.
You want some fist instead?
You want to take them? You better, lad, or you'll be saying your prayers.
Okay. If I get Cain, you give me something.
Aye. Some fist if you don't. Help his ear, Grice Budding.
In the fire. Right. You lost, man. On your way. Form room. You lot. Inside. Same old faces. Same old faces. 10 years this school's been opened, and 10 years have we seen after every assembly
a line of boys here, and the same old faces.
Say, I've got to hear
Shut up, lad. Don't interrupt. I close the door. I've taught in this city for over 30 years. I taught some of your parents. Your father, McDowell. In the old slum schools in the city, before they built this fine estate and this wonderful school. Things are no better now than they were then. I just can't understand this generation. I thought I knew something about young people. I should be able to, you know, with my experience. But with you, no. It just seems a complete waste of money and a waste of time. Like it's a waste of time talking to you now. Well, you're not even listening, are you, McDowell?
Yes, sir.
No, you're not. Crossland, you're not listening, are you?
No, sir.
No, you're not. None of you are listening. Look at that glazed expression on your faces. You never listen. Yours is the generation that never listens. Because we can never tell you anything. You're the sophisticated ones. With all your music and your gear. But you know, it's superficial. It's a sheen. And there's nothing solid or worthwhile underneath. Why do I know this? Why do I know there's been no advance in discipline or decency or morals or manners? Why do I know it? Because I still have to use this to you boys every day. Why? In the 20s and 30s, I could understand it. They were hard times, but they produced qualities in people that you lot will never have. I can be stopped in the street by someone I taught then. And we'll talk about the old days. And we'll laugh about the thrashings that I gave him. But what do I get from you lot? A honk from a greasy, pimply-faced youth sitting at the wheel of a big second-hand car. I don't know. I just don't know. No guts. No backbone. Nothing to commend you whatsoever. Mere fodder for the mass media. And so, until someone produces a better solution, I'll continue to use this cane. Knowing fully well that you'll be back for it time and time and time again. You smokers will go out of here with your hands ringing. But will it stop you smoking? You're already looking forward to smoking at break? You lot, what are you grinning about?
Not grinning, sir.
You are? I bet you're already thinking about smoking at break. Empty your pockets. They're loaded with cigarettes. Come on, all of you, empty your pockets.
Listen,
Quiet, lad, empty your pockets.
Say, you don't understand.
Empty your pockets, lad. Disgusting.
Please say, you.
You again? You again?
Sir.
Empty your pockets.
But, sir, I've brought a message
for you. Empty your pockets. I don't believe it. I don't believe this. Empty your pockets, lad. Empty your pockets and you're told. Come on, lad. A regular little cigarette factory, aren't you?
Sir.
Pull that rubbish away. Now, I hope it's going to be a lesson to you. I don't suppose for 1 minute it will be. I don't doubt before the end of the week you'll be back in here again for exactly the same crime, smoking. Perhaps once in a while it might sink in.
Sir.
That you're wasting your money. That it's your money that you're burning. And it's your hands that get caned when you come in here.
Good morning.
Entry of the gladiators. Have you been?
Yes, sir, Mr. Grice, sir.
In for the stick?
Sir.
How many did you get?
Two.
Did it hurt?
Not bad.
No, hope it didn't. I'll sit down.
Right, now, fact. Tell me what a fact is. Don't give me a fact. You know, don't say that Guthrie's got a tatty head or anything like that.
A fact is something where you find evidence out, like trolls.
Something that you know has actually happened. This is a fact. All right, have you got that clear?
Sure.
Tippet.
Sit up straight. And I want the rest of you to look at him, if you can bear it, and tell me some facts about Tippet.
Who's to know?
He's always trying to go with lasses at night.
Is he?
He smokes.
Do I make
that does?
Get not
in. All right. I'm not interested in what he does out of school hours, as long as he doesn't come into the class smoking a fag. All right? Come on, you people who aren't thinking. Right, Julie. I want you to think of an incident that happened to you sometime in the past that is true and that you think will interest the rest of the class. All right?
Well, we went to this all-night party yesterday. And, at about 3 o'clock, we were dancing in the garden. Fiona and Oris. Can't mention names. And, this woman came across the front road and she told us to make less noise or she'd fetch police. So we said let her fetch them, she wanted. So she fetched them.
Things that had actually happened. How about another one? What about you, Casper? Casper!
What, sir?
What, sir? You'd know if you'd been listening. What have we just been talking about?
Stories, sir.
What kind of stories? You haven't been listening to a word I've said, have you?
Yes, sir, some of it.
Some of it? Stand up. Right, now you're going to tell us a story about yourself.
I don't know any, sir.
You don't know any? Well, you stand there till you do. Always somebody, isn't there, eh? Somebody who wants to be awkward. Just won't be interested, doesn't matter what you do. Just like you, Casper. Come on. I'll give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes to think of something or the whole class comes back before it comes.
Come on, Casper, don't stand there like a nail.
He's a nail.
Come on.
I say.
If anybody else calls out, it'll be the last call they make.
Speed.
He's got his hawks and he goes mad over it. He never knocks about with anybody else. He just goes with hawk all the time. He's crackers over it.
Been a day any road.
All right, Casper. Sit down. Now, come on. Tell us about this hawk. Where'd you get it from?
Found it, sir.
Where?
In the woods.
Where'd you keep it?
In a shed.
What do you feed it on?
Beef, mice, birds.
Well, isn't it cruel to keep it in a shed? I mean, wouldn't it be happier flying free? I
don't keep it in shed all the time, sir. Fly it every day.
Doesn't it fly away? I thought they were wild birds.
Of course it don't fly away, sir. Trained it.
Well, are you going to tell us about it? How do you train a hawk?
We have to be right careful with them, sir. Right patient. You've got to feed them when they're hungry, sir. You can only do out when they're at feeding time, like, sir.
Yeah?
You've got these jesses on, sir, all the time.
These what?
Jesses, sir.
How do you spell that?
J-E...
All right, come on. Come on, you're going to show us on the board. Jesses. It's a new word to me. Hands up those who've heard of jesses before.
Nobody. Go on, write it up, then.
All right, now tell us what the jizz.
Well, they're like leather straps, and they're attached to birds' feet. And say I've got a bird on my end, straps go down the end, then they swivel.
Swivel, right down on the board.
Then you've got your leash.
Leash on the board.
I fit it on my hand first. Then when it got to know me, I fit it on my glove. And after a while, I put it 2 inches away from its claws. And, like that, like, started to jump, thought me eat. When it started to jump, I could move my hand away.
Oh, your hand up, so we can see.
Could move my hand away, like, to 4 inches and 6 inches. And when it was doing that, I started doing it with leash.
Do they need water, like, you know, when you've got a budgie and you put water in the budgie's case, do they need water like that?
Well, it, like, as a bath. It has a bath right early on in morning, like.
When do you feed it? How many times a day?
To start off with, 3 or 4 times, you know, to get it plump.
You make it all sound very exciting, Billy.
It is, sir, but most exciting thing when I flew free first time, sir.
Do you want to hear about that? Aye, come on.
Well, I'd been using crayons for about a week, and it had been going 30 or 40 yards. And it says when birds go in 30 or 40 yards, it says in book, that it's time that it can start to fly free. Well, I'd been wanting to fly free, but I didn't. You know, I frightened it to fly off or something like that. And this had been going on for 4 or 5 days and keep on to me saying that fly it free next day. Anyway, I got right mad with me son. I says, right, I'm flying it free tomorrow. Anyway, that night, that Friday night it was, I didn't feed her up so that she'd be sharp set next morning. And I went to bed that night, Friday night, and I didn't get an hour's sleep at all. I frightened her, you know, frightened about bird. She'd fly off or something like that. Anyway, when morning came, I kept on saying to me son, well, if she flies off and it can't be helped. So I took Swivel off and let her up onto a post. They were not stopping her now, she could fly off. All were on her dresses. I thought she must fly off, she's forced to fly off. But she didn't, she just stood there, all terrified. Well, anyway, she stood there and I walked off into the field and she was looking around all over the place. And when I got in about 70 yards from her in the middle of the field, I called her. Kiss, Kiss, come on then. No, it happened. So I thought, well, I better walk back and pick her up. So while I was walking back, I saw her flying. She came like a bomb. About a yard off her, light lightning, head still, and you couldn't hear wings. They wanted to sound front wings, and straight onto the glove, wham, and she'll grab me for meat. Anyway, I pleased me saying I didn't know what to do. So I thought, well, I better do it again just to prove that it won't look. So I took her back onto the post. I walked back up into the middle of the field and called her again. And she came just as good as first time, straight onto the glove and grabbing for mate. Well, that was it, sir. I trained her, sir, and that was all I could do.
I think you've done enough, don't you? Well done, Billy. Big hand of applause.
No, that never is that? They're just cadges all the time. Casper the cadger, that's what they ought to call thee.
How good they ought to fight, McDowell?
I'll give thee something in a minute. What they're going for? Don't they like company? They said their mother does. Has got more uncles in this city than any other kid.
Shut them off.
Come and met me.
I won't say that to our judge, he'd murder thee.
You're just now.
Well, he's got an estate, that's all.
I bet I know somebody who could do him.
Who, the father?
Ain't him the brother?
What is he then, my sister?
They don't even call him Casper for a start.
Of course it's me brother, we live in the same house, don't we?
Right, come here, you two. Come on. What's going on?
As you see, he started it.
He's been chucking coke.
Ah, shut up. It's always the same tale, isn't it? Somebody else's fault, nobody's to blame. Look at the mess you're in. Look at the state you've made. Don't look so sorry for yourself, Casper. You're not dead yet.
He will be when I've heard him.
Oh, yes. You'd be glad, aren't you? Just about your size, Casper, isn't he? Eh? Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? What if I rubbed your nose in the coke, eh? What would you say about that? You'd say I was a bully, wouldn't you? And you'd be right. Because I'm bigger and I'm stronger than you, aren't I? Eh?
I'll fetch my dad.
Oh, yes, you'll fetch your dad and I'll fetch mine. My dad's heavyweight champion of the world, my dad is. So what will your dad do then, eh? That's what it's like to be bullied. You don't like it, do you? You like it a bit less if I ever catch you at it again. Do you understand, MacDonald? Do you understand it?
Sir.
Get it shoveled up. And wait a minute. You've been smoking?
No, sir.
Yeah, haven't you? I can smell it on your breath.
No, sir.
See me afterwards. Get it done. Go on.
What's it all about?
He keeps calling me names and saying things about me dad and me mum and our Jud and everything all laughing.
All right, calm down. They always seem to pick on you, don't they, Casper? Why is it?
Don't know, sir.
Is it because you're a bad un?
Maybe I am sometimes, but I'm not that bad, sir. I know stacks of other kids that swear to me, but they seem to get away with it.
Mm. Why else do you think? Eh? There must be some reason, mustn't there?
Well, take this morning, sir. I just came in, sir, and just dozed off. I wasn't doing that wrong, sir. You see, I'd been up since 6. I had to duck papers. Then I had to rush home to have a look at Bird, then run to school. I mean, to say, you'd be tired, wouldn't you, sir?
I'd be exhausted.
And that's not... You shouldn't be caring for that, should you, sir? You can't tell Mr. Grass that. And this little lad, sir, he'd only brought a letter, sir, from one of the teachers, and he got cane. It's not to laugh at, sir. Afterwards, you're sick as a dog. And teachers, sir... They're not bothered about us, sir. If we force either, think we're numbskulls or all like that, sir. And when they've done, they're always looking at the watches to see how long there's left at lesson. They're not bothered about us and we're not bothered about them.
How are things at home these days?
All right, sir. Usual, I suppose.
What about the police? Have you been in trouble with them recently?
No, sir. Not since I've been without... McDowell's again, so, you know, they used to go into the city and go into the coffee bars and cinema, but since I've been with them, I've been all right.
It's all right now, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but whenever there's trouble on the estate, all this police come to our house.
Well, I shouldn't worry. Think of it in a couple of weeks, you'll be starting your new job, getting new friends. Looking forward to that, are you? Eh? You got a job?
No, sir, I've got to say employment block this afternoon.
What sort of job do you want?
Not bothered to anything older me.
Yeah, but you want something you're looking forward to, that you're interested in, don't you?
I've not much choice, sir. I'll get what I've got.
I thought you wanted to leave school.
Not bothered.
I thought you didn't like school.
I don't, but it don't mean to say I like work, does it? Still, I'll get paid for not liking it. That's one thing.
I suppose it is.
I might be able to save up and buy a goshawk then, sir. I've been reading about him.
Have you? When do you fly this hawk of yours?
Dinner times.
Where?
Just outside our house, sir.
Wood Lane, is that?
Yeah, it is, sir.
Well, come round then, if it's okay. What? Go on then, get yourself cleaned up.
too late?
No, sir, but you'll have to stand over there.
I'll go by the fence, eh?
It's all right. As long as you keep quiet.
I'll not say a word.
Well done, Casper. The most exciting thing I've ever seen in my life. Great.
Thrill of a lifetime, lad.
Thank you, sir.
Let's have a look at it. Isn't it beautifully marked, eh? Look at the feathers on it. Oh, it's not going to eat that, is it?
Yes, sir. This bird's full of vitamins.
Oh, dear. How many more birds before him?
Stacks, animals, no, sir. A young fox come once, read it, and let it go. A little blinder. Red magpies, jackdaws. Had a young jay once.
Mm. He's your favourite, though, isn't he?
Well, there's one to the same street. Come on. Go on, sir. Mattress, sir, it's slippy.
Okay.
What's left, sir? On it, Sparrow's leg. Must have been hungry.
Must have been starving.
You hang on here. I'll put him up to it. Come on, then.
Weird about it when it's flying.
Yeah, what's that box up this fly as there is?
No, I didn't mean that. When it's flying, there's something about it makes you feel strange.
Is it because everything goes quiet?
That's it, aye.
Well, the folks have noticed that, you know, sir. And our family says it's the same with owls. You know, when they get his mice in his yard at night. You know, when they swoop down, he feels like poking his ears to make them pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was that quiet.
As if they're flying in a pocket of silence. You notice how quietly we're speaking. If we're frightened to raise our voices, it'd be like shouting in church.
It's because they're nervous, sir.
Oh, no, it's more than that. It's instinctive. It's a sort of respect.
I know, sir, that's what makes me mad. You know, when I take her for walks, somebody comes up to me and says, look, it's Billy Casper, he's up, pet dog. I could shout at him, sir, it ain't a pet. Oh, if somebody comes up to me and says, is it tame? Is it tame? Oaks can't be tamed. The manned. It's wild and it's fierce and it's not bothered about anybody. Not bothered about me, right? That's what makes it great.
A lot of people wouldn't understand that. They'd like their pets to be fussed.
I'm not bothered about that. I just wanted for her looks and to fly her. They'd keep the talking budgies. They're not compared with her.
Mm. You're right, Billy. You're probably right.
Do you know something, sir? I think she'd do me a favour just letting me sit here and watch her.
Well, what's he studying me? I don't know.
Can I help you, son? No, thanks.
Hey, mister, can you tell me passes of these?
What are they? Crackpot. Crackpot, 106. Tell him he's dead. Where is it? I've just been looking for this one myself. Tell him he's dead. Second favourite, 4-1, 106, 4-1.
Would you back him?
Tell him he's dead's a good horse. Best horse in the race, top weight. Don't fancy that one, though. No form. Hasn't even got a jockey on here. No, shouldn't bother with that one.
Do you think they'll win, then?
How have you got them? Doubled.
They're not mine, they're our Judd's.
Oh, he'll be all right if they do, but I can't see it myself.
Right, Dad.
They're bowls with the chips and the fish.
Serve them, will you, Mary?
Get loud.
Fish and chips.
Stop kicking, will you? We only put that on today.
Got any scraps, Mrs?
Yes,
got
two shilling, though. We're getting rid of these chips, Floyd. It's getting late now.
Well, don't be going, Mad.
Sixpence change, love.
These kids, I don't know, Mr. Glover, they're all the same.
No,
it don't smell good.
How could it be?
They still got that bird down.
Yep.
Come here.
You can have them for now.
For now?
Aye, they're only scraps.
For another chick?
No, I'm going home for my dinner in a minute.
Right then, ta. See ya.
See ya.
Difficulty over concentration. 3-5's 15, eh? We write 15-1-5. You write 5-1.
Isn't that illustrious brother of yours, Caspar?
Sure.
Shouldn't have thought he was the type to have paid a visit to his old school again. What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
No, sir.
Well, do you want to go out and get a drink of water or something?
No, sir.
Well, open the window. Perhaps it'll make you feel better.
I'm all right, sir.
Please yourself. Right, now, just pass your books forward, will you, to the front. Front person on each row, bring them to my desk, will you?
Me, sir, no, sir.
On your way, then.
Seen him.
I would tell
me
if I had.
Look, I'm warning you.
Bobby.
Of
course. Rice pudding.
What for?
I don't know. You have employment. I should have gone for the interview last lesson.
Has I seen her?
Yeah. Bobby, I wanted to know where that, what that's like. What did I run away from you when you saw the part?
Gasper, where the devil have you been?
Nowhere, sir.
Nowhere? Who are you, the invisible man?
I fell six or so into the toilets.
But Andy, you dropped down it. I've had prefects looking all over the school for you.
Well, I went out then, sir, for a breath of fresh air.
And where are you going now?
Employment office, sir.
For the interview? Well, get off then, lad. And God help your future employer.
In the office.
What are you after then, a job on the bins?
Okay, shut up.
Sit up.
I'm sat up.
And straighten your tie.
That's nagging.
Somebody's got to nag.
Is it your mum? What job are you after?
Won't come going.
It certainly won't.
It will.
It won't. Isn't it your turn to go in?
Suppose so.
Well, go on then.
Sit down, Walker.
Not Walker, sir.
Well, who are you then? According to my list, it should be Gerald Walker next, Oliver Stenton, then Walker.
I'm Casper.
Casper? Oh, sit down, Casper. I should have seen you earlier, shouldn't I? Well then, Casper, what kind of job have you got in mind? Well?
I don't know, sir. I thought about it, right?
Well, you should be thinking about it. You want to start off on the right foot, don't you? Right then, well, would you like to work in an office? Or would you prefer manual work?
What's manual work?
Oh, it means working with your hands, things like farming, engineering, plumbing, things like that, as opposed to pen-pushing jobs.
You're right in an office. A job to read and write.
Manual. Tell me, Casper, have you ever thought about entering a trade as an apprentice? You know, as an electrician or a bricklayer or something like that. Of course, the money's not too good while you're serving an apprenticeship. And if you do stick it out, you'll always have a trade at your fingertips, won't you? Well then, Casper, what do you think about it? And as you've already said, you'll feel better working with your hands. Perhaps this is your best bet. Of course, you'll have to go to technical college and study for various examinations. But some lads do it. Some do it for years, two or three nights a week, right from leaving school right up to the mid-20s, when they take the higher national, or even degrees. I say, lad, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
You don't look as though you are. I've had the last to see before 4 o'clock, you know. Well, if nothing I've mentioned so far appeals to you, and if you can stand a hard day's work and you don't mind getting dirty, there are good opportunities in mining.
I'm not going down, Pete.
Oh, don't be put off by what you've heard. Conditions have improved tremendously.
I won't be seeing dead, Dad, Pete.
What about hobbies? What hobbies have you got? Do you like gardening or constructing meccano sets or anything like that? Don't you have any hobbies at all?
Can I go now?
What's wrong with you, lad? Sit down, sit down. I haven't finished yet. Well, I've met some lads in my time, but I've never met one like you, Caspar. Half the time you're like a cat on hot bricks, the other half you're not listening. Here, take this form. It gives you all the relevant information about leaving school and starting work. Things like pension, superannuation, national insurance, wages and so on. At the back, there's a detachable form. When you want your cards, fill it in. Come back here, lad, I haven't finished yet. When you want your cards, fill in that form, send it into the office. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Don't forget. And listen, Caspar, if you do have any trouble getting fixed up, do come in and see me, won't you?
Yeah.
Send the next boy in.
I've seen you, Judd. Doesn't look as though you've seen him, else you wouldn't be all in one piece.
You've seen him, then?
Of course I've seen him. Coming here playing Allop. Going to pull counter down and everything.
What did he do then?
To fetch a get cluffed to prove that and put bet on.
The one then did the...
Both of them. 106 and 41. He'd have won the tenner, tell you that.
Bloody hell.
Till this time. Your tea's going cold here.
I said, where is it?
Who's that staring at?
The little pig.
Well, call me a little pig. I bet you'll have
it. Hey! Hey! Judd, what's up, bloody pushing and shoving?
Ask him, he knows.
Yes, and they are known for a girl only this afternoon.
Oh, Gaylord!
Knows what? What's going on? What's up with him? What have you been doing to him?
Well, that not as like what told you this morning. There won't be none of this.
Well, he's put it on, auntie.
Does he bloody hell?
Well, I told him to. I asked you not to forget before I went to work.
He didn't forget. He spent money.
How do you know?
Because he has.
Well, what are you getting so damned upset for? Have they won or something?
Have they won? I'd had 16 quid to draw if he'd kept his thieving little hands to himself.
Now look what you've done.
Well, I should have done anything, shouldn't I?
We've got to work for that.
Get like a big pig,
eh? Well, what's he upset for?
Because he's killed me off instead, that's why.
He never has.
Yes, I know he is. Because he couldn't catch me.
Judd, you have not killed his kids off.
So I have. What are you going to do about it?
You're going to kill yourself, that's what you want.
If it's your own fault, we're only going to let it go. Get latching up with Claude to kill it. What else could I do?
A big bastard, a big old bastard.
Don't call me a bastard.
Stop chucking
me. Now, but next you get it.
A big bastard, a big bastard.
That's enough of that language in here, and you are not.
Quid. Then how do we go for that?
What you done with it, Dan Byrne,
anyway? It's been where it belongs.
You are putting it, Ben. Look what you've done to him now.
But I got on him either being here, I'll tell you.
Yes, you. That's just about your bloody bear, isn't it? Killing
your
a bear.
Face,
and you shut your face. Don't talk to me. I'm not talking to you.
No, you ain't Dave.
I don't take me too much, Joe, because I'm sick of it now.
Ah, sure.
And you. I'm fed up with being in bloody house.
I'm fed up with seeing you then.
Upsetting kid like that. Bloody pig you are.
Look at him. You're raging.
That was a rotten trick anyway, weren't it?
What a rotten trick, what it did to me, won't it?
You don't need to take it out to a bird, he could have took it out to me.
You know what a lot he thought about it. Take it away from table anyway, Billy.
Ah, but what are you going to do to him?
What do you want me to do to him?
Give a good eye.
Give him a... What do
you think you're doing? I'd just like to see it, I know.
I'm fed up with a pair of you talking about the damn thing. It's only a bird, you can get another.